I like the way the videos turn out. I'm not a huge fan of recording these, but I understand the SEO need.
Yes. Have you seen the videos on your website?
I have. I actually have barely watched them, but yes, I've seen bits.
Okay, no worries. So we'll start off with the first question.
Okay.
Okay, so I will need a brief introduction about you, doctor, the qualifications you have, the professional vision, and basically what made you get into the field of dentistry.
Okay.
So when you're answering this question, I'm going to go on mute so that there are no any disturbances from my end. So if okay. I'm not responding, it's because I'm on mute.
Okay, sure.
Okay, you can start now.
Okay. So our doctors are highly qualified. We've all been trained in the Ohio and Kentucky area at universities like Ohio State University or University of Louisville. We work really well together to provide excellent care for our patients.
I'm sorry, doctor. I'll have to disturb you a little bit. This is about your introduction.
But we have a group practice, and I've said so many times to ECWA that it's not about me, it's about all of the doctors in the practice. So.
Oh, okay.
I explain this every time, but that's just not how our practice works.
Okay, sure. I'm sorry in that case. Please go ahead.
That's okay. So should I start over? Because I don't know where I was, but.
Yes. Please start over.
Okay. Okay, so a little bit about our practice. Our doctors are all highly qualified and trained. We've been attending schools in the Ohio and Kentucky areas like Ohio State University and the University of Louisville. We work together really well, and we have a vision to make our dentistry convenient and compassionate and very affordable for our patients in the greater Dayton and Warren County areas. Our expertise are mainly to be able to do much of the dentistry in-house. We try not to refer too much out, but of course, when we need to, we would refer to specialists who are in the area who can help our patients as well. So Dr. Everhart started off the practice in 2000, and I became a partner in 2002. And since then, we have had some wonderful doctors join us, Drs. Patel and Drs. Jamshidi. And we have a surgeon, Dr. Steve Shuffelbarger, who helps us out as well.
Okay, anything more about the practice, the special, what you specialize in, any special equipment you would want to mention?
At our practice, we have state-of-the-art equipment. We are always investing in the practice to make it run more efficiently for our patients. We really value their time and make sure they are able to be seen in a timely manner. We also are open conveniently for our patients from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and several Saturdays, so we can make sure and see patients outside of their busy work and school schedules.
Okay, great. So we'll move on to the first question about a procedure. It's about dental crowns. What are dental crowns, and what are the materials you use, and basically a little bit about dental crowns. Who would need a dental crown, basically?
Okay. Dental crowns are made from porcelain the majority of the time, or some combination of porcelain and metal occasionally, and they are used to protect the tooth from breakage or fracturing, especially when the tooth has either had a very large filling placed or has had a root canal, and that makes the tooth become brittle, so it's difficult to keep it protected from breaking without doing the procedure called a crown. So crowns generally last 10 plus years. Sometimes they last, you know, several decades, and it just depends on how the crowns are cared for by the patient and also how good of a shape the tooth underneath the crown is in. So the ideal candidate for a crown is a tooth that has had lots of other work done to it and needs to be protected so that we can keep the tooth in the mouth without breaking.
Okay.
I can talk a little more about the procedure.
Yes, please. And when you speak about it, always trying to mention the name of your practice as often as you can. Okay.
Sure. The typical procedure for getting a crown at K&E Advanced Dentistry is that you come in for around an hour for the first appointment and you have the tooth trimmed down and you leave with a temporary crown. And so the tooth is trimmed down on the top and sides of the tooth to make room for the crown. And then a few weeks later, you would return and have the temporary removed and a permanent crown placed. We use 3D digital scanning to avoid the nasty impression materials and taking longer to have things set up in the mouth. And that also produces a very accurate product from the lab.
Okay. So the next question is on veneers. What are dental veneers? How does that procedure work? And what types of problems do veneers fix? Etc. Yeah.
Okay. So veneers are a great cosmetic option for patients who want to have their teeth look different but aren't really interested in moving them with braces or if they'd like to change the shape, size, or color of their teeth. At K&E Advanced Dentistry, we minimally prepare the tooth, not too much drilling from the front of the tooth, and then we have the patient wear a temporary veneer for a few weeks while the veneer is being fabricated by the lab. We use a 3D scanner to take impressions of the mouth and then have a pretty expert team of lab technicians that will match the shade of the existing teeth. And then the veneer is cemented a few weeks later. And the ideal candidates are patients who have not had very much done to their teeth, so it's more for cosmetic, but are also not interested in too much movement of all of their teeth. It's just a few of the teeth that show that they would like to have look more straight and shaped differently and maybe lighter in shade.
Okay.
Is this going okay?
It's fine. So the next topic is dental bonding. What is dental bonding? What is used for it? And again, how does the whole thing work at K Dentistry?
Okay. Sorry, I'm just thinking.
Yeah, that's all right.
So dental bonding, I'm not quite sure what that means because we don't really use that. We have tooth-colored fillings and veneers. The dental bonding is like a tooth-colored filling. So I'm not sure the difference between number 5 and 6.
So is it almost like the same as veneers? Or?
Dental bonding is just another name for tooth-colored fillings. I think maybe people use it more when they're talking about front teeth and then the tooth-colored fillings when they're talking, you know, I'm talking about lay people. We don't really use. I can talk about dental bonding as like how people would think of it when they use it to close spaces and if the edge of a tooth chips or something.
Yeah, we'll go ahead like that.
Sure. Okay. At K&E Advanced Dentistry, we also provide a procedure commonly known as dental bonding. And what that is using tooth-colored filling material to do some cosmetic work on the front teeth. Sometimes patients have some small spaces or gaps that they would like closed, and they don't want to do anything more invasive like a veneer or move the teeth. So we are able to use dental bonding to close small spaces and gaps. Occasionally, patients will chip part of their front teeth either through some type of trauma or accident that happens and a little piece chips off. So we can use some dental bonding to repair the tooth and make it look like nothing is missing or broken. So those are some common ways that we use the dental bonding.
Okay, so surprisingly, the next question is about tooth-colored fillings. But I think I just visited the website. I think the what the team has done is they've gone to cosmetic dentistry and created the questions for each topic, because we plan on having one video or per your web page.
Okay, sure.
So because of that, so is there anything you can talk about tooth-colored fillings, or shall we go to another topic?
Yeah, we can go to tooth-colored fillings. I'm just going to talk about like the back teeth.
Okay, go ahead.
Tooth-colored fillings. Okay.
Okay.
At K&E Advanced Dentistry, we mainly use a tooth-colored material to do fillings with, and the benefits of that are obviously that they won't be visible to anyone, and they look like the teeth have not had any work done. The materials have greatly improved over the years, and there's minimal sensitivity, or also the teeth don't need to be prepared as largely as with silver fillings. We don't need to take away as much tooth structure. So the majority of our fillings that we do are tooth colored.
Okay, next is root canals. What is a root canal procedure? What should one expect when visiting the dentistry?
Okay. A root canal procedure is something that patients are always nervous about and hesitant to have done. There are many patients who have heard bad stories about other people who have had root canals, but the technology has greatly improved. And at K&E Advanced Dentistry, we use state-of-the-art equipment, so the root canal procedure is as short as possible and as painless as possible. So the reason that a root canal would be performed on a tooth is if the cavity is too deep, or if the nerve is hurting or exposed from some other type of trauma as well. And the benefit is that you can keep the tooth and not have any feeling in it. So the procedure actually removes the nerve from the tooth so that the patient can keep the tooth. The benefit of that is obviously to keep the tooth and to not have any pain afterwards. So the afterwards, what's typically done is a crown is placed over the tooth to protect it. The root canal procedure can make the tooth become brittle and more prone to fracturing. So the crown procedure holds the tooth together and keeps it from breaking or cracking in the future.
Okay, so
can talk a little bit about how long they would be there and things.
Yeah, sure, go ahead. Root canal.
Okay. Typically for a root canal procedure, the patient would expect to be at the office for anywhere from an hour to sometimes 2 hours, depending on how many nerves are in the tooth. The front teeth have fewer canals and the back teeth have more. So the back teeth take a little bit longer to do, and you are numbed just like any other filling and have no feeling in the jaw, but it's a procedure that is pretty straightforward and just has local numbing like anywhere else.
Okay, next is, actually this is our last question.
Okay.
About extractions. What type of extractions are there, and how is it performed?
So there are several types of extractions, and we do a majority of them in-house at K&E Advanced Dentistry. We are able to do 90% of our extractions for the patient. We have a variety of options in terms of getting the patient comfortable. We always numb every patient regardless of what else they have done, but then they also have the options of nitrous oxide, commonly known as laughing gas, or they can also be sedated. And for the more complicated cases that we are not able to do in-house, we do work with a dentist who is highly skilled in removing teeth, and we refer our patients to him, and he's able to see them fairly quickly and rapidly and sedate them if they choose to be sedated, or also remove any teeth that we are not able to, such as impacted wisdom teeth or more complicated extractions.
Okay, I think we've reached the end of the questions. Okay. Is there anything else you would want to discuss? Any other topic, doctor? Any frequently asked question you want to answer? Any special equipment you have in your practice which you want to do a video on? Anything as such?
So we didn't do implants, but Dr. Emhart is the one who places those. So
I think we have already covered dental implants in one of the earlier recordings. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So no, that's it. I think we did one on convenient hours as well. So I think we're good.
Okay. There is one video pending your approval. I will email it to you so that you can go through it, approve that. It's about wisdom teeth removal.
Okay. And my last question is,
yes,
you kind of edit and clean up when I have, you know.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Don't worry about that. But you did pretty well.
Thank you.
Without any preparation, I should really give it up to you. It came out really well.
Okay, good. It's just so awkward for me. I hate doing this.
Don't worry about it. Doctor will do the needful.
Okay,
thank you for joining me today. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.